Tuesday's Democratic primary contests in the city of Schenectady will be decided by absentee ballots, but change is coming to the city council. Seven candidates vying for five city council seats appeared on Tuesday's ballot in the Electric City. Three Democratic incumbents are seeking re-election: current council president John Mutavaren, Councillor Marion Porterfield, and Councillor Karen Zaluski-Wildzunis. Challenger Damani Farley is also seeking a four-year term. Three are running to fill the remainders of two two-year terms in a special election: Carl Williams, Hyleb Samuel, and Doreen DeToro. In the special, Williams leads with 1,065 votes. DeToro is in second with 1,011, and Samuel came in third with 970, according to unofficial returns from the Schenectady County Board of Elections. Samuel is not yet conceding. He campaigned with Williams. Both had the backing of the City Democratic Committee.
I'm not certain, you know, what impact that's going to have on the absentee ballots. But I guess, we just have to wait and see.
Ahead of Samuel by only 41 votes, DeToro expects her lead will hold.
You know, we just have to wait until they're counted. But I felt pretty confident going in, and I feel pretty confident now.
The close race was not surprising to Samuel.
I felt we had a few very strong candidates, all three of us that were running for the two-year seat. And I knew that the support was going to be the margin of victory is going to be very close.
In the contests for the three four-year seats, Councillor Porterfield leads with 1,334 votes. Farley came in second with 1,171. Councillor Mutavaren got 1,078 votes, and Councillor Zaluski-Wildzunis received 928 votes, according to unofficial returns. Zaluski-Wildzunis provided a statement to WAMC saying she was disappointed in the turnout and points out that she will appear on the Conservative Party ballot line in November. She added, quote, "I look forward to continuing to work for the people of Schenectady, putting the city first," end quote. Regarding the low number of ballots cast, City Democratic Committee Chair Tom Bellick called turnout terrible. The first June primary in Schenectady was held in 2019 after being moved up from September.
The numbers would have been different if it was a general election, but it's a primary. It's the first time in a long time that we've had a primary of this nature.
Though all the incumbents were endorsed by the City Democratic Committee, they did not campaign all together. Zaluski-Wildzunis did not join Porterfield and Mutavaren on the campaign trail after she proposed a vote of no confidence against Mutavaren in April, after she was removed from two council committee assignments. One position was later restored. Bellick said he was unsure if the disagreements among the councillors hurt Zaluski-Wildzunis at the ballot box.
It's more of a mystery to me. I don't know how all that happened. I don't know.
With absentee ballots still to be counted, Bellick said the City Democratic Committee would pull together their campaign for November very, very soon. Candidates slated to appear on November's ballot also include at least three endorsed by Republicans: Kevin Hammer, Vivian Parsons, and Brendan Nally. Teresa McCallman is also in the running, receiving the endorsement of the Working Families Party. In the Democratic primary for Schenectady County Legislature District 1, Omar Sterling McGill bested Brendan Savage. Savage defeated McGill for the WFP line. For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.